You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is, What is the Talmud? The Talmud is a basis of Jewish law. The Talmud consists of the Mishnah and Gemara. The written and oral Torahs were handed down through the successive generations from the time of Moses. The Torahs were handed down from Hashem to Moses, to Joshua, to the elders, to the prophets, to the men of the great assemblies, to the Pharisees, to the rabbis. The Mishnah, or oral Torah, was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu from Hashem and Mount Sinai at the time that the written Torah was transmitted. The Mishnah was kept in the oral tradition until it was written down in the time of Rabbi Judah the Holy, around 130 to 220 CE. It was written down to help ensure that in the time of duress and danger that it would survive. The Mishnah is divided into established law and rejected law. Established law is a law that was given directly from Moshe Rabbeinu, who received it directly from Hashem. Rejected law is a side of the argument that was recorded but rejected as law. The Mishnah is divided into six seders, or orders. Seder Zeraim, the order of seeds, deals with agriculture and prayer. Seder Moed, the order of festivals, deals with Shabbat, festivals, and fasts. Seder Nashim, the order of women, deals with infidelity, marriage, and divorce. Seder Nezikin, the order of damages, deals with civil and criminal law, government, and ethics. Seder Kodashim, the order of holy things, deals with temple, sacrifices, and kashrut. And Seder Tohorot, the order of purity, deals with ritual purity and impurity. The Gemara is made up of rabbinic commentaries and contains 21 components. Tosefta, which means addition, is a form of Mishnaic material not included in the Mishnah. Beraita, outside material, is all the other Mishnaic material, other than that contained in the Tosefta, compiled and transmitted by sages after the Mishnah was given. Perush, or explanation, is the explanation by the Gemara on topics of the Mishnah. She'elah is a request for a ruling where the law is determined by the given explanation. Teshuvah is the answer given in the She'elah upon which the law is established. Difficulty is an objection brought against the opinion of an Amora, a sage. Resolution is the answer given to resolve the difficulty that is accepted as law if it is not disputed. Refutation is a ruling that is refuted by proofs, and the law is determined based upon the strengths of these proofs. Support is a source used to strengthen a ruling and support the ruling's acceptance. Contradiction is when an apparent contradiction is pointed out between two equivalent sources. Necessity is a determination that two or more similar statements in a source are needed. Attack is a raised objection. Case is the citation of an occurrence on which a decision is reported. Tradition is a saying that has information contained in it on a halachic, which is a Jewish law, subject. Sugya is a passage that contains a series of questions and answers. Hilcheta is a decision that is rendered in a case of dispute. Teku is a matter that is left without a decision. Interpretation is when a sage attempts to reinterpret a source so that it no longer conflicts with his opinion. Agada is everything mentioned that is not directly connected with the halachic piece of mitzvot. Teaching is the mitzvot of sages teaching to their students. And shita is a number of individual sages holding a similar opinion that are cited together. The Talmud is divided into six seders, or orders, and 39 different tractates. Seder Zeraim, means seeds, and deals with agriculture and prayer. Tractate Berachot deals with prayers and benedictions. Tractate Peah deals with laws of gleaning and charity. Tractate Demeh deals with doubtfully tithed produce. Tractate Kilayim deals with various kinds of seeds, trees, and animals. Tractate Shevi'it deals with the laws of the sabbatical year. Tractate Terumot deals with produce contributions to the priests. Tractate Ma'aserot deals with tithes for the Levites and the poor. Tractate Ma'aser Sheni deals with the second tithe and bringing it to Jerusalem. Tractate Challah deals with the dough offering to the priests. Tractate Orlah deals with prohibition against harvesting trees for 4 years. And Tractate Bikurim deals with offerings of the first fruits at the temple. Seder Moed means festivals and deals with Shabbat, festivals, and fasts. Tractate Shabbat deals with the Sabbath laws. Tractate Erovin deals with the rabbinical decrees regarding the Sabbath. Tractate Pesachim deals with the laws of Hametz and Matzah and the Paschal sacrifice. Tractate Shekalim deals with the shekel dues for the temple and the temple ceremonies. Tractate Yoma deals with sacrifices and the fast on Yom Kippur. Tractate Sukkah deals with the building of the Sukkah, the four species, and the festival in the temple. Tractate Betzah deals with rabbinical decrees concerning the festivals. Tractate Rosh Hashanah deals with fixing the months and years, blowing the shofar, and the Rosh Hashanah prayers. Tractate Ta'anit deals with public fast days. Tractate Megillah deals with the laws of Purim. Tractate Moed Katan deals with the laws of the intermediate festival days. And Tractate Chagiga deals with halachot for pilgrimage festivals. Seder Nashim means women and deals with infidelity, marriage, and divorce. Tractate Yevamot deals with levirate marriage, prohibitions on marriage, and testimony on the death of a husband. Tractate Ketubot deals with marriage contracts and special agreements. Tractate Nedarim deals with various types of vows. Tractate Nazir deals with the Nazirite laws. Tractate Sota deals with laws concerning the adulterous, murder in which the perpetrator is unknown, and war. Tractate Gittin deals with divorce and the writing and sending of the get. Tractate Kiddushim deals with the marriage act and laws of genealogy. Seder Nezikin means damages and deals with civil and criminal law, government, and ethics. Tractate Bava Kamma deals with damage to person and property, loans and interest, and stolen goods. Tractate Bava Metzia deals with lost and found property, embezzlement, fraud, usury, sales, rentals, and rights of hired workers. Tractate Bava Batra deals with real estate, possessions, inheritance, partnership, evidence, and testimony. Tractate Sanhedrin deals with the judiciary, judicial procedure, and capital punishment. Tractate Makot deals with false witnesses, cities of refuge, and corporal punishment. Tractate Shavuot deals with oaths. Tractate Eduot deals with a collection of testimonies on various subjects and erroneous rulings of the courts and their rectification. Tractate Avodah Zarah deals with idolatry and superstitions. Tractate Avot is the ethics of the fathers. This is also known as Perkei Avot. Tractate Horayot deals with erroneous judicial rulings. Seder Kodashim means holy things and deals with the temple, sacrifices, and kashrut. Tractate Zevachim deals with animal and bird sacrifices in the temple. Tractate Menachot deals with flower offerings and wine libations. Tractate Chulin deals with the laws of non-sacred animal slaughter and dietary laws. tractate Bechorot deals with the redemption of the firstborns, both human and animal. Tractate Erechin deals with the consecration of personal worth to the temple. Tractate Timurah deals with exchange of sanctified things. Tractate Keritot deals with spiritual exhalation and sin offerings. Tractate Me'ilah deals with sacrilegious treatment of temple property. Tractate Tamid deals with the daily morning and evening sacrifices. Tractate Midot deals with the temple architecture. And Tractate Kininim deals with birds, their nests, offerings. Seder Tohorot, which means purity, deals with ritual purity and impurity. Tractate Kelim deals with ritual uncleanliness of utensils and garments. Tractate Oholot deals with the defilement caused by a corpse to houses. Tractate Negaim deals with the complex laws of Tzara'it. Tractate Parah deals with the regulations concerning the red heifer. Tractate Tohorot deals with the lesser degrees of uncleanliness lasting until sunset. Tractate Mikvot deals with the ritual baths and immersion. Tractate Nidah deals with the laws of family purity. Tractate Machshirin deals with liquids and foods that are susceptible to ritual uncleanness. Tractate Tzavim deals with the secretions which render a person unclean. Tractate Tevul Yom deals with cleanness acquired at sunset after daytime immersion. Tractate Yadayim deals with the defilement of the hands and their purification. And Tractate Uxin deals with fruits and plants susceptible to uncleanness. Thank you for listening to What is the Talmud? Shalom.